to see you. How are you and those beautiful children?
Oh, hi, Sarah. We're fine, thanks.
Good. I heard that you were visiting your cousins recently.
Yeah, we did, and we had a good visit, but it was difficult seeing my 2-year-old Peter with his cousins, who are about the same age.
Why?
Well, Peter's only saying a few words, and I can't always understand him. His cousins were talking a lot, and I could easily understand them.
Welcome to Women of Hope. I'm Tammy, and Carol's here too.
Hi there. Do you think that Miriam should be worried about not always being able to understand her 2-year-old? Let's listen to more of Sarah and Miriam's conversation.
Well, Miriam, mothers usually have a pretty strong sense of how their children are developing, so it's good that you're thinking about this.
Now, you used to work with children who had difficulty with speech, didn't you?
I did. It was quite a long time ago, but let me think about it. I know that normal in each child is different. Some children will learn to speak earlier than others, but I can understand why you're concerned. There are some important stages that children will go through as they learn to talk. I remember my own babies making lots of sounds when they were little. In the first few months, they would make sounds like ah and ooh. And later they started adding consonant sounds like pa, pa, or boo, boo. A little later, they'd play with sounds and make up their own words like a boo, 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 or da, 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 da. If babies don't make sounds or don't seem to be noticing what you say or do, that might be a reason to be a little bit worried.
Okay.
Around their first birthday or a few months after, children often start saying their first words like more, or mama, or da, da. These words might not be very clear to you, but they're meaningful to the child, and that's very important. They should also be starting to understand some basic instructions like, come here, or where's the ball?
Uh-huh.
Between 1 and 2 years, children usually learn to use a lot of words, mostly single words, but by about 2 years old, they'll start putting those two words together, like, mama, drink, or more ball. By this time, they'll usually follow some simple instructions like touch your nose or give me the cup.
Yeah, Peter seems to understand simple instructions. So what more should he be saying by now?
He should be trying to say quite a lot of words. Between 2 and 3 years old, children usually learn the words for most things and will start putting those 2 and 3 words together, like mama gone market. They often understand simple instructions. And by 3 years old, they should be able to follow more detailed instructions like, go get your shoes and bring them to me.
Okay, Peter seems to understand and follow instructions all right, but when should I be able to understand his words better?
Well, by the time he's 3 years old, you should be able to understand most of what he says. People who don't know him well may still have some difficulty understanding him at times, but that's totally normal. By the time he's 4 years old, most people, even those who don't know him, should be able to understand what he's saying.
Okay, so we should soon be able to have a nice little conversation that we can both understand by then.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to that.
But listen, if you're concerned about it, go ahead and go talk to your local children's health worker. She will soon be able to tell you if he needs any help with his speech, and she'll be able to tell you who to go to for help.
Okay, you know, I might just do that to be sure.
I wonder if you have a small child, or maybe you take care of a small child, and you're not quite sure what to expect as they learn to talk. Sarah said that by 3, a child should understand most of what you say to him, and you should be able to understand most of what he says to you.
I remember being a bit worried about one of my boys, too. But it didn't take long before he was chatting away happily about all sorts of things.
Miriam and Sarah talked for a little bit longer. Let's hear what they said.
Before you go, Sarah, can you tell me what I can do to help Molly learn to talk well? She's only 6 months old. I already get down on her level and make sure we can see each other's faces. Yeah, I talk and sing with her about what we see and do together. But sometimes I feel a bit silly talking to my baby like that.
Not at all. It sounds like you're doing all the right things. It's important to say words and sounds over and over with babies. And when they make little sounds, they love it when you copy them and they'll copy you and say it again. It's a good little game. I used to make up songs to sing with my children as we did things like, we're doing the washing, the washing, the washing, or we're buying some rice, rice, rice.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one.
And point to things as you say their names. And soon Molly's eyes will follow to where you're pointing. She'll see the bird in the tree or the dog in the park. And of course, teach her to wave hello and bye-bye and clap her hands. And soon she'll copy you. And you can even use actions as you say words like eat, drink, sleep, more, and stop. And soon she will copy those actions. This will help her to remember the words better. She might even learn the action before she can say the word properly. She can tell you what she wants. If she wants a drink, she might make the sign that you've taught her for drink. You can get excited and make the sign back as you say, "You want a drink?" And then you reward her with a drink.
Oh, that's a really good idea. I'll try that.
And of course, there's nothing quite like reading and telling stories. You can start that as early as you like. All children seem to love stories. It really helps them as they talk and understand. And it helps to prepare them for learning to read and write when they're older.
Oh, good. I really enjoy telling stories to Peter, and I notice that he's trying to say more of the words each time that we read. But I must read more to Molly, too.
Thank you.
This is Women of Hope. Carol, did you read to your children when they were babies?
Oh, all the time, and they loved it. The more I read to them, the more they wanted to hear the stories.
If you think your child might be a bit slow developing his speech, then maybe you could do the same as Miriam. Take him or her to your local child health clinic.
And if you're concerned, it's very important to get their hearing checked. At the clinic, they'll tell you who to go to for a hearing check and who to see for any help with your child's speech.
Welcome back. This is Women of Hope. We've been talking about children's speech and how we can help them to learn to speak well. But I wonder if you've ever thought about how important it is that we adults say the right kind of things when we speak. I don't mean clever words or words that will impress people. I'm talking about saying things that are helpful and kind. We have a story about a lady called Nagat that Carol is going to tell us.
Nagat had been sick, and she was feeling very tired. Her two children had been sick too, so she had been looking after them. She didn't have the energy to tidy up her house or do all the usual cleaning. But of course, her family still had to eat. So she started to work on preparing the food for the day, and then she sat down to have a little rest. Just then, her neighbor, Lila, knocked at the door. Nagat heard the knock, but she really didn't feel like having a visitor. She felt like saying, "Go away, I need a little rest." But she didn't. She called out, "Come in, I'm in here." Lila came in and sat down next to Nagat. She looked around the house and noticed that it was looking a bit messy. "Nagat, I used to think you were the neatest person in the village," she said. "But not anymore. Your house looks a bit like a pigsty." Nagat didn't know what to say. She was shocked that her neighbor could be so mean. She just said, "I'm sorry, I know it's a mess." But inside, she was crying. She felt very upset that her friend had made that mean remark about her house. "I can't stay," said Lila. "I have to go to the shops. It was nice to see you." And she disappeared out the door. Nagat felt the tears running down her cheeks, and her face felt so hot. "Lila is so mean," she said to herself. But before she had time to think much more, there was another knock at the door. This time it was Jana. "Can I come in, Nagat?" she called. "Yes," said Nagat, quickly wiping away her tears. "How are you?" "Nagat, I heard that you and the children have been sick. I just wanted to come and see you," said Jana. "You're such a good friend, and I've missed you while you haven't been coming to my shop." "Yes, we've all been sick, and I'm very tired," said Nagat. "I've brought some food for you, and here's a card I've made." Nagat read the message on the card. It said, "To my good friend, get well soon." Once again, Nagat felt like crying, but this time it was with happiness at her kind friend's words. "Thank you so much, Jana. You've made me feel so much better." "I'm so glad," said Jana. "Maybe you'd like me to come and help you after I finish at the shop today." "That would be wonderful," said Nagat. "Thank you." And as they said goodbye, she felt a little better than she had all day.
More life, more love, more peace when I give it up. More life, more love, more peace when I give it up.
We will not be free till we fix our minds on the Almighty. we look to the Lord. We won't find ourselves until we lose our drive for earthly ambition, and we will never live until we die to the world.
More life, more love, more peace when I give it up. More life, more love, more peace when I give it up.
We will never learn to be run to the Father like little children. Change will never come unless we're rooted in Him. We won't win this race until we stumble, realizing our weakness. We can't lift our heads up until we humble our hearts, give Him all the praises.
More life, more love, more peace when I give it up. More life, more love, more peace when I give it up. More life, more love, more peace when I give it up. More life, more love, more peace when I give it up. Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. I get the meaning when I give it up. Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. I get the meaning when I give it up.
Here on Women of Hope, we've been talking about our words, the things we say. Thanks for telling us that story, Carol. Nagat heard two very different kinds of words that day, didn't she?
Have you ever said something and then wished you hadn't said it? Oh, I have many times. Once our words have been said, we can't take them back, can we? It's so easy to speak before we think and say something that we really shouldn't say.
Maybe you've heard someone else say something and you've thought, she shouldn't have said that. What a mean thing to say. Or what a silly thing to say. Or maybe you have been deeply hurt by something someone else said.
Words are very powerful things, aren't they? There's a saying that I often heard when I was a girl. Sticks and stones can break our bones, but words can never hurt you. But is that really true? Can words hurt you? Of course the things people say don't break your bones or bruise your body, but they can hurt your feelings a lot. Yes, words can hurt you, and your words can hurt someone else.
In God's Word, the Bible, it talks about the things we say. It says that our tongues, when we use them for talking, can have a very big effect. Let's listen to what it says.
It takes only a spark to start a forest fire. The tongue is like a spark. It is an evil power that dirties the rest of the body and sets a person's entire life on fire with flames that come from hell itself. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures can be tamed and have been tamed. But our tongues get out of control. They are restless and evil and always spreading deadly poison.
Well, that certainly makes our tongues sound powerful, and it says they even sometimes get out of control.
Yes, God's word compares our tongues to the spark that starts a big fire. It says that our tongues can be evil and spread deadly poison. Of course, this isn't the poison that makes our bodies sick. It's the bad effect of nasty words or lies or gossip. Remember Lila, who came to visit Nagat in our story? She didn't say anything nice to Nagat, did she? She just criticized her for having a messy house. It was unkind, and it made Nagat feel bad. The words were a bit like poison to Nagat.
And sometimes people tell lies and spread untrue rumors about other people. That's just like a little spark starting a fire. The lie spreads and has bad effects. It's so important to take care of what we say so that we don't say things that have bad effects for others or for ourselves.
But of course, our tongues only speak what our minds and hearts tell them to speak. We will only say nasty things if we're thinking nasty thoughts. And we'll only tell lies when we decide in our minds not to speak the truth. We will only gossip and tell lies about other people if we're thinking about how to treat them badly. Our tongues and what we say can be very nasty, but we can control our tongues and what we say. We can choose to say only kind and helpful things. Let's hear some more of what the Bible says about our tongues.
My dear friends, with our tongues, we speak both praises and curses. We praise our Lord and Father, and we curse people. And this isn't right. Can clean water and dirty water both flow from the same spring?
This tells us that our tongues can say both good and bad things. With the same mouth, someone can praise God and curse other people. So it's up to us to choose to use our tongues to say good and helpful words. What do you think it means when it says, "Can clean water and dirty water flow from the same spring?" Do you think that it's talking about what's in our hearts? If we have nasty thoughts in our minds and hearts, then nasty words will come out. But if we have loving and kind thoughts in our minds and hearts, then loving and kind words will come out.
A while ago, we learned about some proverbs from the Bible, words that teach us how to live well. Here's a short proverb that's a favorite of mine. Kind words are like honey. They cheer you up and make you feel strong. Have you ever been really cheered up by something someone has said to you? Maybe you were feeling very sad or tired, and then someone said something to encourage you and make you feel better. Nagat's friend Jana's words were like honey, weren't they? They cheered her up and made her feel so much better. Those are the sorts of words that God wants us to say. Kind words.
My friend, would you like to say things that will help other people and encourage them? Would you like to cheer people up and make them feel strong? God can help you to be the sort of person who speaks good words. When you're tempted to say mean things, you can ask God to help you control your tongue and to say good, helpful words.
What does it take
for heaven's sake, just to give a little time. Hold out your hand for a fellow man, just to ease a troubled mind. Let somebody see compassion in your eyes. Show a little kindness, set your spirit free. When someone is hurting, give them what they need. Love is timeless, love is true. Like a ripple on the water, flowing straight from you. Change the world around us, one smile at a time. Deep down in your heart, can you find it? One act of kindness. It don't take much, just a tender touch, to show a little faith. Now we'll make a plan for our fellow man, to give more than we take. Let the world know that help is on its way. Show a little kindness, set your spirit free. When someone is hurting, give them what they need. Love is time.
It's time for us to go now, but before we do, perhaps you'd like to pray with me and ask God to help you use your tongue to speak loving, kind, and helpful things to other people. Let's pray. Dear God, I have said things that I shouldn't say, but I would like to say kind things that help and encourage other people. Please help me to do this.
We have to go now, but we do look forward to next time. We would love to hear from you. You can write to us in care of this station or at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week filled with God's blessings.